Montana is talking here. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, I see they got him a fake new phony flannel shirt to wear to try to look all country. I'll tell you what, that boy can move. John Tester, he might as well start using some Forrest Gump accent here. I was moving. That guy, that big boy can move. Have you ever seen this guy when he is running from questions? The boy can move. Remember when he was running down that staircase? It looked like a spiral staircase. It was just a, you know, small, stairwell in the United States Senate office buildings, I think. And somebody was throwing questions his way. I forget what they were questioning him about. This was, I think it was last year. And, man, he was barreling down those steps. And then I think it was last week, somebody was throwing questions his way. You know, they were hammering him for his attacks on a combat veteran here in Montana, probably questioning him about open borders and more. This guy was like running down the escalator, at the air. I think, was it at the airport in Great Falls? Where was it? Anyway, shared it via Twitter. But man, that big boy can move. I tell you what, he can move whenever he is facing some questions. See, because he doesn't face any tough questions from the fake news media. They just copy and paste all of his press releases and then pretend that it's news. So when he actually faces questions, he can't handle it. You know, he's like, he's got a glass jaw. He'll throw punches all day long, but the moment somebody punches back, he falls to the floor. He completely runs out of the arena. Did you guys hear this? So apparently, now I still haven't seen video of this, et cetera, but apparently yesterday, as the impeachment articles were being delivered to the chamber, to the United States Senate chamber, apparently John Tester did not want to be on camera as those impeachment articles were being delivered. This was according to Texas Senator Ted Cruz, at least. Listen to what Texas Senator Ted Cruz had to say. Here you go.
You want to know how terrified the Democrats are of hearing the evidence? Everyone recognizes the single most endangered Democrat senator on the ballot this year is John Tester from Montana. I don't know how many of the reporters were in the chamber for the reading of the articles, but John Tester was standing on the floor before the managers arrived. As soon as the managers arrived, Tester turned and ran, presumably into the cloakroom. And if you look at the Democrat side, virtually every Democrat was there, but John Tester was nowhere to be found.
Continue to
turn and ran. That must have been, I hear one of the Fox News anchors cutting in there, shared that one via Twitter as well. If you go to x.com/Aaron Flint, you can see the actual video, but they must have been running that press conference live. But look at what Texas Senator Ted Cruz just said right there. John Tester turned and ran out of the Senate chamber because he didn't want to be on camera. Because remember, John Tester is the guy who introduced Mayorkas, one of the guys who is responsible for this all-out invasion taking place on our southern border right now. John Tester is the one who introduced him as his good friend. So he will stand for Mayorkas and not Montana. We know this.
Me and Del were singing Little Runaway.
Securing America.
Perhaps, actually, securing the future. Come this fall, the Department of Defense Education Activity has announced the implementation of universal pre-kindergarten in 80 locations. It's the first phase of a plan to enhance early childhood education within the Defense Department's education system. The second and third phases will include opening 10 more schools. A PSA for the program.
Pre-K students will engage in age-appropriate, play-based curriculum and instruction, learning social, emotional, and friendship skills, as well as sharing, responsibility, foundational academics, and life skills.
This military mom saying,
we have a place that we know we can send our kids, and they're going to be safe, they're going to be learning, they're going to be creating that sense of community.
It's a full-day program and is expected to have similar enrollment as the current regular kindergarten program. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. With cloudy conditions today, we'll see areas of snow in the Bozeman area early and rain and snow around the Billings area through midday as well. High temperature readings will stay from around 40 degrees in Bozeman to the mid-40s in Billings. For tonight, partly to mostly cloudy skies. Lows around 19 in Bozeman to the upper 20s in Billings. Then mainly sunny skies are expected Thursday. This is weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's talk about the national level politics here for a second. So it's pretty obvious what's happening here. They are deliberately tying up President Donald J. Trump in court. They are forcing him to stay in New York City. They are tying him up in court with these shameless political persecutions that he's facing in court. And meanwhile, what is Joe Biden doing? Oh, yeah, let's tie up Donald Trump in court in New York City with these shameless political persecutions. And then I get to go run around and go campaign in battleground states. You want to talk about election interference? We are seeing this election interference right before our very eyes this week. But, of course, Donald J. Trump is still turning the tables on Joe Biden and still turning the tables on the Democrats. Yesterday, he went, I think it was yesterday, he went and met with a bodega owner, you know, a small shop owner, a guy who had to defend himself from the criminals that the Democrats have let run loose in the streets of New York City. And so what Donald Trump is doing is he is exposing the hypocrisy where they are using the entire weight of the criminal justice system to interfere in the elections by going after him and tying him up in court. But meanwhile, they let criminals run rampant in New York City and they go after the innocent. That bodega owner, I think, was tied up for like 3 weeks. While Alvin Bragg was trying to prosecute him for defending himself from a criminal that was trying to not only rob him but murder him at his own shop, and Alvin Bragg had the innocent guy tied up for 3 weeks while he lets criminals run loose, and it's so symbolic of what the Democrats are doing to Trump as well. They will go after the innocent while they let the criminals run loose. But even then, it's backfiring on Joe Biden and the Democrats. Let me see. I think we've got, yeah, here we go. We've got, listen to a little bit of the audio here as Trump showed up in Harlem. In Harlem, New York City, you could see there was a diverse crowd out front cheering on 4 more years of President Trump. And then Trump takes to the cameras at one point as well. Anyway, yeah, a little hard to hear the president behind so many cheers, the crowd cheering him on in the background in Harlem, New York. So it's a little hard to hear all of his remarks there. But you could, I think he was referring to this liberal judge in this leftist judge who is leading this persecution against Donald J. Trump in New York. You could hear President Trump referring to that in the background. By the way, that judge, Juan Merchan, the New York City judge who is silencing President Trump in the middle of this 2024 presidential campaign, he has blocked President Trump from speaking out publicly against the unfair treatment he's receiving in part. Anyway, Trump is weighing in. He is not going to be silenced here, but you may have heard that the judge's daughter has done work for liberal Senator John Tester. Basically, the bottom line is this. The Trump persecuting judge has ties to liberal Senator John Tester's campaign. But the numbers might even shock you. Have you heard just how much money liberal Senator John Tester has sent her way to the daughter of this anti-Trump judge? And this is what the judge really wants to keep quiet here, because he doesn't want the American people to know how his own family is benefiting from efforts to try to tear down Donald J. Trump. According to friends of our Montana Talks radio show, who dug a little deeper into these numbers, John Tester was her third largest client. This is the daughter of this leftist judge going after Trump. He sent $5 million to her consulting firm. $5 million from John Tester. He's her third biggest client. That is behind Chuck Schumer's Senate Majority PAC and Kamala Harris. Merchant's daughter runs an outfit called Authentic Campaigns, a digital vendor that has done work for Tester, Kamala, Adam Schiff, and hundreds of other Democrats. So you can actually see the spending chart that I shared on our Montana Talks website right now. It just goes to show you once again that John Tester is no moderate. He is one of the most radical leftists in the United States Senate, and they all know it. They all know it. And yet, look at the numbers. Look at how big the numbers have been for Donald Trump here in Montana. And it's because they know that Trump is on our side. And in the past, John Tester has been able to deliberately mislead a slice of voters into thinking that somehow he's this moderate, straight-up phony, flip-flop, flat-top. Joe Biden, though, did you hear these claims that he's making now? I never made more than $400,000 a year. Well, that's a lie. But also, Joe, well, then how did you afford the beach house? China.
It's time for your Daybreak Egg Report. I'm Russell Nimitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Egg Network. Well, our friends at Drovers have put together the latest numbers regarding some of America's top beef cow counties, and Cherry County, Nebraska is in fact America's top beef cow county, coming in with 184,716 cows, or more than twice the number as the county with the second most, Holt County, also in Nebraska. Now, rounding out the top 10 beef cow counties in America are Elko County in Nevada, Meade County in South Dakota, Fergus County in Montana, Lincoln County in Nebraska, Mulher County in Oregon, Osage County in Oklahoma, Lavaca County in Texas, and Okeechobee County in Florida. Now, the Drovers list of the top 33 beef cow counties has a total of 20,054 producers with over 2.1 million cows for an average herd size of 108. And together, these 33 counties account for 7% of our nation's 29.4 million beef cows and 3% of beef operations. To check out the rest of the list, including quite a few counties here in our region, visit us at westerneggnetwork.com or check us out on Facebook. Stay with us. We'll have more egg news right after this.
Join the Montana Grain Growers Association team and help drive the grain industry forward as the new policy director. MGGA is seeking an individual to foster working relationships with state and national leaders, develop strategic policy and resolutions, and collaborate with industry stakeholders and coalitions. Applicants must be organized and confident communicators who represent the values of the Montana Grain Growers Association and our constituents. Send resumes to MGGA at mgga.org.
Ag Risk Advisors here with a tip for utilizing livestock risk protection insurance. Independent research has identified early spring as the market high for lightweight calves. Producers who use LRP rest assured that declines in market price won't affect their bottom line. Only with LRP can ranchers lock in a price with no payment for coverage until after delivery. To view handy videos about LRP or to receive data LRP rates, visit LRPAdvisors.com. That's LRPAdvisors.com.
Well, the American Farm Bureau Federation is urging USDA to reverse its recent decision to cancel livestock and crop surveys that are crucial to the success of America's farmers and ranchers. NAS recently announced it would no longer provide a July cattle inventory survey, as well as county-level estimates for crops and livestock and the objective yield survey for cotton. In some other news, the University of Wyoming Extension Sheep Task Force will offer a free webinar on Tuesday, April 23rd at 6 o'clock p.m. The hour-long event is geared towards sheep producers interested in updating their lambing barn facilities and technology. The presentation will feature guest speakers Reagan Smith of Smith Sheep and Stuffin' Cord and Kristen Bieber of Bieber Land and Livestock in Skull Creek Targhees, UW Extension Sheep Specialist Whit Stewart, and UW Extension Educator Michaela Goetz will also help guide the discussion. And finally this morning, Hay 3 Cattle Ranches are finalists for the 2024 Colorado Leopold Conservation Award. And the finalists include Camblin Livestock and McIntyre Ranch of Mabel, Hamill Ranch of Hamilton, and Wagon Wheel Ranch of Yuma. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Was that a sign in Butte, Montana yesterday or what? Hey, man, if you guys missed it, you got to go to our Montana Talks website. We've got some of the best photographs of the elephant that was on the loose in Butte, America. The elephant that was on the loose in Butte, Montana. I saw this yesterday afternoon. It was like, look, if you're anywhere on social media, Facebook, Twitter, or any of these other social media sites, that was pretty much all you saw. Was videos, pictures, more. Everybody was talking about the elephant that has escaped the circus and was wandering through Butte traffic. But anyway, it's kind of funny because on X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it, there were all these conservatives, Don Kay, the chairman of the Montana GOP, Scott Hagan with the young Republicans in Montana and others who were saying, hey, looks like the launch of the copper miner young Republicans is going pretty well in Butte, America. That was the tweet from Scott Hagan. Chris Averill out of Helena says, first the GOP took over Great Falls. Now we're coming for Butte. Very subtle with this massive elephant walking down the street. I joked via Facebook. I said, man, they got some big cows in Butte. Big cows in Butte walking down the street there. But you know, you think about it. Butte, slowly but surely, is becoming more Republican. I would say more conservative, but our Butte friends are conservative. It's just that too many of them think that, well, they've always voted for Democrats. They've always been told that they're supposed to vote for Democrats. And so too many of them will just do the knee-jerk thing and vote for Democrat. But that has been shifting. You remember back when Ryan Zinke, who was Trump's interior secretary, was first running for that Western congressional district against the Democrat Monica Tranel. The Democrats are running Tranel again. This election cycle, we made the point right here on this show. How in the world is Monica Tranel going to help the Democrats in the Western Congressional District? She's anti-mining. She's anti-agriculture. Look at the fundraisers that she was doing with the American Prairie Reserve, with leadership from the APR. She's anti-mining. She's in the tank for these radical environmental groups. How is that going to play well in Butte? Because Butte folks, by and large, may have voted Democrat over the years, but they are not environmental wacko leftists. They actually share more of your values and my values, certainly, than they do Monica Tranel and, of course, this flip-flop, flat-top guy as well. So is this massive elephant taking over the streets of Butte a sign of yet another big shift coming for Butte, America, for Butte, Montana. I certainly hope so. I certainly hope so because, federal judges is the most important reason why we need a new senator, because that's where John Tester is getting his environmental buddies all the perks.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. Senators will be sworn in as jurors today in the impeachment trial of DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott on Fox's Hannity.
Republicans want this to be an exercise that is thorough, that finds the truth and brings to the surface the absolute disaster of the Biden administration imperiling and jeopardizing American lives.
The Democrats in the Senate could quickly move to dismiss the trial. Some House Republicans are also threatening to kick Mike Johnson out of the speakership over his support for foreign aid packages. But Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke isn't one of them.
I think it's a distraction. He's not going anywhere.
Zinke on Fox Business. No court today for former President Donald Trump. Jury selection in his hush money case will resume tomorrow. America's listening to Fox News.
All right. Speaking of the Trump trial there that we just heard about in the Fox News update, do you guys know who Stephen A. Smith is? He's one of the commentators on ESPN. Not typically somebody you would think who would be pro Donald J. Trump or somebody who would be defending Donald J. Trump, but he is calling out the Democrats over this Trump trial in New York City. The DailyCaller.com has a write-up here. ESPN Stephen A. Smith on Tuesday said that former President Donald Trump's criminal trial is an effort to prevent him from winning the upcoming election. But as Charlie Kirk with Turning Point USA pointed out via Twitter, Stephen A. Smith is calling the Get Trump Lawfare crowd a bunch of cowards. Here's part of what Stephen A. Smith had to say.
To my liberal friends out there, all you're doing is showing that you're scared you can't beat them on the issues and the merits. That's why he keeps saying it's a political campaign against me. That's why he keeps saying they can't beat me at the election, at the polls. This is the only way they could do it.
Oh, yeah, well said there by Stephen Smith. I would also add, same reason the fake news, Washington Post, and these other and liberal Senator John Tester, it's the same reason they're desperately trying to attack Navy SEAL veteran and Republican Senate candidate Tim Sheehy's service record, guy who's got a Bronze Star for Valor and a Purple Heart. They're desperately trying to criticize his military service record because, once again, they are losing. They are failing on the issues. So the only thing they think they can do is try to beat him by undermining his military service record. How sick and shameful is that? Absolutely pathetic, right? I mean, we told you yesterday how Chuck Schumer and his operatives were saying that Tim Sheehy, maybe instead of having a bullet in his arm, he has a bullet in his brain. That's the type of BS and sick and twisted stuff the Democrats are throwing out there. Again, they can't beat Donald J. Trump on the issues, just like Stephen Smith just said. So instead, they're trying to bog him down in a courtroom in New York City with this lawfare. While Joe Biden is out there gallivanting across the swing states, deliberate election interference going on this week right before our very eyes. But because they can't beat Donald Trump on the issues, they're using this lawfare against him. Same type of BS that they're trying to use against Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy here in Montana. John Tester is failing on the issues. John Tester is failing across the board. He is being beaten in the polls right now. So they're throwing out every desperate possible attack they can right now. And they can't beat Tim Sheehy on the issues, so they're trying to undermine and question his valiant military service record. These people are shameful. These people are disgusting. And it's all the more reason they need to be defeated in November. It's not just a defeat for them, for the Democrats, but for the fake news media as well. You can two birds, one stone.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Coal is reasonably cheap and is plentiful. Montana is the state with the largest reserves, with well over 100 years left of supply. Coal is cleaner these days, but it still emits things that we could do with less of, not the least of which is carbon dioxide. And explains why the U.S. continues to retire coal-fired electric generating plants, with almost 10 gigawatts going offline last year. But the rest of the world is not on that page, far from it. Only the UK made meaningful reductions, about 3 gigawatts going dark in 23. That's not exactly right, actually. China retired almost 4 gigawatts of coal-fired generation last year, but then there's this. China added more than 47 gigawatts of coal generation as well. Yes, you heard that right. And they're not alone. Other Asian nations, Indonesia, India, Vietnam, and Japan, added new coal plants as well. It's not a one-year wonder either. Globally, the pace of coal plant retirements is falling and coal capacity is accelerating. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
And I forget who made the point earlier this morning, if it was Brian Kilmeade or maybe Lawrence Jones. The Democrats can't figure out which line of attack they want to take here. They can't figure out what the line of attack is. They can't figure out if you're just a bunch of rich Republicans. Or if you're just a bunch of, you know, rubes who despise rich people. They can't figure it out. They can't figure out which line of attack they're trying to go with. You know, you had Katie Couric throwing out one line of attack. You got Joe Biden pretending to be Mr. Blue Collar guy again. Let's see, where do we start with Katie Couric, or do we start with Mr. Pretend Blue Collar guy? You know what? Let's start with Mr. Pretend Blue Collar guy. Wow, look at this massive political interference where they are deliberately trying to keep Donald Trump tied up in court in New York City. But then here's Joe Biden campaigning in battleground states while they try to keep his opponent locked up in New York City. Listen to this Fox News Radio report.
Yesterday, President Biden framed himself as Scranton Joe, his opponent this November as Country Club Trump, trying to make the case that Americans are better off under his tax plan, even though new data shows his student loan bailout benefits the wealthy. So the Penn-Wharton budget model estimates 750,000 people with a household income of nearly $313,000 a year will see an average of $26,000 in relief from the president's new student loan forgiveness plan, while only 36,000 people making roughly 40 grand a year will see only $20,000 in relief.
Yeah, so apparently the other thing that Joe Biden is out there saying, I never made more than $400,000 a year. Well, actually, you did last year, so that's a lie right there. But secondly, I think Kilmeade was the one who made the point that Joe Biden got $5 million off of his book deal. Remember how he's giving all that classified information to his ghostwriter? Negative ghostwriter, patterns full. Remember, he got $5 million off of that, but yet he's out here pretending to be Mr. Blue Collar, hardworking guy. Oh, yeah, then how did you afford the beach house, Joe? Oh, I never made all this money. How did you afford the beach house then, Joe? I think we all know because Hunter Biden has been paying a pretty good amount for rent money to live in Daddy's beach house. And where is Hunter Biden getting all of his money from? China, Ukraine, you name it. But again, back to the point that I think Lawrence Jones made here, which is they can't figure out which line of attack that they want to make here. You know, they're trying to say, oh, Donald Trump's Country Club Trump. Well, so what? Success is a good thing in America. But Donald Trump stands for working men and women all across America. So it's funny. Like, on one hand, they're trying to bash Trump because he's successful. But then on the other hand, they're bashing you and I and all of the Trump supporters all across America because we're you know, everyday working people.
Bracket bitter clingers, and Hillary had her basket of deplorables, and now Katie Couric become the latest elite blowhard to psychoanalyze Trump supporters. America's sweetheart, now an old fart, thinks she's cracked the code of MAGA by calling them a bunch of rubes.
Socioeconomic disparities are a lot, and class resentment is a lot, and anti-intellectualism and elitism is what is driving many of these anti-establishment which are Trump voters. I don't know if you've ever been jealous of what someone else has or resentful. It is such a corroding and bitter, almost bile feeling.
Wow. Even after the colonoscopy, she's still full of crap. Anyway, she's a prime example of the rot in the liberal media. Remember the NPR veteran who blew the whistle on that outlet's anti-Trump bias? Well, instead of changing how they cover the Don, NPR just suspended the guy for speaking the truth.
Yeah, not only did they suspend the guy who criticized the incredible bias towards the Democrat Party that's taking place at NPR, at National Public Radio, they suspended that guy for being a whistleblower. But now the head of National Public Radio is being exposed for how big of a left-wing loon she is. I'll get to that here in a second. But first, we got a caller on the phone lines here. Tom in Billings, what did you want to share this morning?
Well, I just wanted to share. I've been in politics for a couple of years now, and it is a dirty game. But with Marjorie Taylor Greene, and they're calling for the removal of the Speaker of the House, and there's too much infighting. I hate to say it, but we got to play the same game that the Democrats are. I mean, you know.
I'm with you. It's like, haven't they learned by now that this constantly just this constant infighting amongst House Republicans isn't going to solve anything? That you're actually only helping the Democrats, and you're only helping the weak Republicans in the U.S. Senate, like the Romneys of the world. Like, guys, just get your stuff together. It's April. Absentee ballots come out.
Well, it is, and Mitt Romney and all these other guys, and they like to play both sides of the game. I mean, the Democrats do it every day. Joe Biden is violating Supreme Court rules, and he's getting away with it. You know, they're keeping Donald Trump locked up in a courtroom, and Joe Biden's, all he's doing is saying, oh yeah, I grew up in Scranton, and you know, I used to be a coal miner and worked in the oil fields, and
I was trained in a synagogue and an all-black college, and
right. It's like, you know, fight fire with fire. I hate to do that. And I've been in politics, and it is a dirty business, and I'm still in politics. And you know,
you've got too many Republicans out there that they, you know, it's this conservative virtue signaling, if you ask me, where it's like, oh, I'm more conservative than this guy, I'm more conservative than that guy. And they just they get joy out of fighting their fellow Republicans instead of actually taking the fight to the other side. And look, how has that worked? Okay, you got rid of McCarthy. Okay, well, how did that work out for you? Then you got rid of the next guy, and then you'll get rid of this guy, and then you'll get rid of that guy, and then you get rid of this guy. Like, yeah, they just need to get their Adam Schiff together and take the fight to people like Adam Schiff. Tom, thanks for the phone call. Good to hear from you. The NPR CEO, you heard that Greg Gutfeld talked about Katie Couric being a prime example of the rot in the liberal media. Well, the NPR CEO has the perfect resume, according to Jesse Waters.
Remember whistleblower Yuri Berliner, who went public and came clean about how NPR doesn't do journalism anymore? It just does DNC propaganda against Trump. Well, the new NPR CEO suspended him without pay. But what do we know about this new NPR CEO, Catherine Marr? She's got the perfect resume. In 2016, she criticized Hillary for not being woke enough. Quote, I do wish Hillary wouldn't use the language of boy and girl. It's erasing language for non-binary people. In 2018, she declared that Trump's a racist. And she did it again in 2020. During the Summer of Love, she called all white people racist. And then capped the year off showing how excited she was to vote for Biden. That's who NPR hired as CEO. Not only is she an avid lib, she's a liar. She gave a whole TED talk about working for Wikipedia and talked about how important different perspectives are.
These are some of the best articles on Wikipedia. And many of them are written by people who fundamentally disagree with one another. They also found something interesting, which is that the more that these polarized contributors engaged in conversation, the more balanced and productive their contributions became. I knew instinctively this is true because I've seen how productive friction can really get us places, how mistakes and debate actually brings people into the conversation. You don't sit back when you disagree with someone because engaging offers you the chance to shape the public record. Through that process, ideas become sharper, better, and more understandable.
Berliner claims NPR's newsroom had a ratio of 87 Democrats to zero Republicans. Doesn't sound like much debate's going on there.
Yeah, despite the flowery, the language that was used by the NPR CEO there. They've got a liberal left-wing nut job in charge of National Public Radio. Maybe they shouldn't be getting our taxpayer dollars. Hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars. We're $35 trillion in debt. Looks like an easy place to cut right there.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I'm not saying that America has to engage. I am saying that if all they're asking for is for us to provide weapons that they're willing to pay for, that's the least of what I think we should be willing to do. Because their war on Israel, the little Satan, is just a preview of coming attractions and what ultimately would be their big war, which is against us. If you ever wondered what America would look like with a very pathetic, weak president, you're witnessing it right now. The world has been emboldened by Joe Biden's weakness, by his appeasement, by his frailty, by his cognitive decline, and that's how this new axis of evil has now emerged.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Town size, you name it, you'll get the best deal. Brett's RV and Marine. From bull to business. You guys got to see this write-up that Paul Mushaven did. We've got it on our Montana Talks website. He's basically going after this guy in the Chuck Schumer attack ad against Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy. But here's the bottom line. I think the people of Montana are on to Chuck Schumer and John Tester's, let's just say, Adam Bull.
For everything your project demands.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spas, the hot tub company that your friends recommend. Studio.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got phone lines open for you, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on our Montana Talks app. Tom in Billings called in to talk about another effort to oust the Speaker of the House. And then if you missed it at 6:30 during the Fox News update, there was also a soundbite from Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke.
House Speaker Mike Johnson defiant amid a new call for him to step down. Congressman Thomas Massie announcing he's co-sponsoring Marjorie Taylor Greene's motion to vacate. The pair demanding Johnson announce his intent to resign so the conference can pick a new speaker without plunging the House into the same chaos surrounding Kevin McCarthy's ousting. The fight comes amid Johnson's plan to put foreign aid on the floor, offering separate bills for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan, and a fourth when conservative policies like a lend-lease deal for military aid for Ukraine and a TikTok ban as a sweetener, an attempt to give members protection from tough votes.
All right, so, here's the other thing, is you've got members that are criticizing Johnson for allowing certain things to be voted on the floor of the House. But remember the whole rules fight on day one? Remember when they had this whole rules fight? I was critical of this rules fight from day one because I said basically what you're doing is you're weakening the Speaker of the House. Republicans for years complained, wow, when Democrats take control of the House, they take control of the House. They use their power to get their agenda across the finish line. But see, but then the moment Republicans take over the House, their own Republicans were saying, no, we need to weaken our speaker. We need to weaken the rules. We need to make it easier for things to make it to the floor of the House. And now that votes are going to take place on the floor of the House instead of just voting against the things they don't like, they're mad that these things are going to be voted on the floor of the House. It's like, that's what this whole rules fight was all about from day one. It's just, my goodness. Anyway, here's Montana's Western District Congressman Ryan Zinke. He was on Mornings with Maria. Here's one of the sound bites that we got through our Fox News affiliation here, 1450 KMMS, Bozeman, 970 KBUL, Billings.
Mike Johnson is the most conservative we've had in the history of this country. Secondly, he's a constitutional attorney. Third, he's a Christian. There's no doubt about that. And lastly, I think he's kind.
All right. So I think in that same interview, Zinke said that he doesn't believe that this attempt to oust Speaker Johnson will go forward, but nonetheless, here you go again. Some House Republicans, the focus should be on the Mayorkas impeachment. That should be the big story in the news. But no. Hey, let's figure out a way to make Republican division the big story in the news here once again. I mean, My goodness. All right, it's just painful to watch how these guys will just spend more time fighting each other than they will fighting the other side. Speaking of pain, you know, we talk figurative sense a lot of times in talking about things in the news, but some of you have real-world pain in your knees, pain in your hips, pain in your lower back right now. And I get it. You're trying to dodge surgery. Sometimes you have to get surgery, but what if you could get over the pain without surgery and without being hooked on painkillers? You know, that's part of that opioid epidemic, is sometimes people get hooked on these painkillers to try to get over the pain. Well, what if there was a natural way to get over it? There is. It's called QC Kinetics. They've had hundreds of clinics all across America, but they're now here in Montana. And you can get a free consultation to find out more about just how QC Kinetics works. They specialize in regenerative medicine. That's where they take the healing properties that are already in your body, consolidate them down, and put them directly into those achy joints. You can call QC Kinetics now for a free consultation. 406-201-6263. That's QC Kinetics. 406-201-6263. Get to your national news update here at the top of the hour, and then phone lines are open for you.
Getting quality employees.